Chapter 13. An Unwelcome Visitor. One day, when Fanny was about to go upstairs, she heard a knock at the front door. The servant went to open it, and Fanny heard a voice which she recognised immediately. It was Henry Crawford. Fanny was horrified. She had thought that in Portsmouth she would be safe from Henry's unwanted attentions. "Why can't he leave me alone?" she said to herself. "He has never met my family and has no reason to visit them, so he's come especially to see me. I don't want to speak to him, but I can't be impolite. What should I do?" Fanny was very nervous, but she managed to control her emotions and speak calmly. She told the servant to let Henry enter and took him into the living room. "This is Mr. Henry Crawford, the gentleman who helped William get his promotion to lieutenant," she said, introducing Henry to her mother. Mrs. Price wasn't used to meeting gentlemen like Henry. For a moment, she didn't know what to say. But he was a visitor in her home, and she quickly remembered her good manners. "How do you do, Mr. Crawford? I'm delighted to meet you. Please sit down and make yourself comfortable. We're so grateful for all your kindness to William. I'm sorry that my husband isn't at home at the moment. Have you had a tiring journey? Would you like some tea?" she said, hardly stopping for breath. Henry listened patiently and answered her questions politely. At first, he didn't try to include Fanny in the conversation, and she was very relieved. "It's kind of Henry to give all his attention to my mother. I believe he understands that I'm nervous and is giving me time to calm myself before he speaks to me," she said to herself. "He never used to be so thoughtful, but perhaps he has changed since we last met." Eventually, however, Fanny and Henry had to talk to each other. Her mother would have thought it very strange if Fanny hadn't spoken to her friend. Henry would have preferred to talk to Fanny alone, but he knew he must be patient. Fanny needed time to feel comfortable with him before he spoke to her of his feelings. He didn't want to frighten her. "How are you, Fanny?" he said politely. "You certainly look very well. It must be very pleasant for you to be with your family."
"Yes, it is," said Fanny.
She turned to Susan, who was sitting at the window, and said,
"May I introduce my sister Susan to you?"
"I'm very pleased to meet you," said Henry with a smile.
He turned back to Mrs. Price and added,
"Perhaps you would allow Fanny and Susan to walk with me and show me the town. I've never been to Portsmouth."
Mrs. Price agreed, and Fanny didn't object to the plan. With Susan beside her, there was no chance that Henry would try to have a private conversation with her. All Fanny had to do was be pleasant and friendly for an hour or two, and then Henry would leave them and go back to London. Suddenly, Fanny saw her father walking towards them. She couldn't avoid introducing Henry to Mr. Price and explaining who he was. Fanny waited in terror to hear her father speak, but she realised immediately that at least he wasn't drunk. She was surprised to hear how respectfully he spoke to Henry. After the two men had talked for a while, Mr. Price invited Henry to come and visit the shipyard where he worked. Henry didn't know what to do. He couldn't refuse the invitation, but he didn't want to miss an opportunity of talking to Fanny. He asked Mr. Price if the girls could come with them. Mr. Price agreed, but only because it was hard to say no to a gentleman like Henry. After that, he paid no more attention to Fanny and Susan, but walked along in front of them, talking to Henry Crawford. When they reached the shipyard, they were joined by some of Mr. Price's shipyard friends. Several of them had been his workmates for years. They nodded politely to Fanny, whom they didn't know, but they knew Susan and talked to her in a friendly way. While Susan was talking to her father's friends, Henry was able to have a brief moment alone with Fanny. He told her that the only reason he had come to Portsmouth was to see her. But before she could think of anything to say, they were joined again by Susan.
"I haven't been to the shipyard for a long time," she said. "I used to come with William to bring food or a message to Father. It's very pleasant to come here again."
As they were walking home, Henry did everything he could to make Fanny think well of him. He gave her news of people they knew and spoke warmly about Mansfield Park because he knew it would please her.
"I was right," Fanny thought. "Henry really has improved. He seems to be a much nicer person now than he used to be."
The girls said goodbye to Henry outside the Price's home. Henry hadn't said how long he was planning to be in Portsmouth, but Fanny didn't think he would stay much longer. He had come only to visit her, and although she had been polite, she hadn't given him any encouragement. She could think of no reason for him to delay his return to London. But Fanny was mistaken.
"Fanny was surprised to see me, but I don't think I was unwelcome," Henry thought. "She just needs more time to feel comfortable with me. I must find a way to talk to her again."
The next day was Sunday, and Henry guessed, correctly, that Mrs. Price and her daughters would go out for a walk. He waited patiently till he saw them leave the house and followed them for some time. Then he walked up to them as if he were meeting them by chance. Fanny wasn't very pleased to see Henry, but her mother was delighted.
"How nice to see you again, Mr. Crawford," she said. "Would you like to walk with us?"
As this was exactly what Henry had intended, he smiled and accepted the offer. He started talking to Fanny immediately.
"When you decide to return to Mansfield Park, I would be happy to accompany you," he said. "You must write and tell me when you are ready to leave Portsmouth, and I will come immediately with my carriage."
Fanny said nothing. Young ladies didn't travel alone, and she knew that someone would have to come and take her to Mansfield Park, but she couldn't think of a good excuse to refuse his offer.
"Is there anything you need?" he asked. "Can I bring you anything from London? Would you like me to send you some books? I'd be happy to bring them for you."
He was very disappointed when Fanny thanked him politely, but said there was nothing at all that she needed. He had come to Portsmouth to try and persuade Fanny to change her mind and marry him. He had done everything possible to make a good impression on Fanny, and now he waited for some sign that she was ready to love him. He returned to London, very disappointed that his efforts had not succeeded.